Do you have a Thanksgiving tradition? Something that you do every year? Over and over again, year after year? Does it bring you joy? Make you smile? Maybe even annoy you a little bit? Well, this is a story of two lovers, and because of their love, they met their end. And every Thanksgiving night, their apparitions play out the story of the most horrific moments of their lives. The moments where their lives ended. Over and over again, year after year. Happy Thanksgiving. Welcome back to the Axe Murder Diaries. I'm your host, Amanda. And today is a mini murder Thanksgiving ghost story episode. Enjoy. History of a mystery. A cruel Thanksgiving murder 100 years ago. A Gotham crime that startled the world, from which the veil of mystery has never been drawn. By midnight tonight, just 100 years will have elapsed since what is now known as the upper portion of the city rang with the news of the cruel and mysterious murder of Mrs. Juan Seresta, one of the most beautiful women of her times, and the horrible mutilation of Captain Paul Howard, one of the most fascinating young officers then in the Continental Army. In all the years which have since passed, not one trace of the murderer has ever been discovered, and the tragedy, which is without an equal in the annals of crime, would no doubt have sunk into oblivion long ago, but for the apparition which is said to appear on the anniversary of the night on which the terrible crime was committed. The once magnificent mansion of the Serestas has almost disappeared, and on its ruins stands a well-built house of modern style. The beautiful grounds which once surrounded it are now traversed by streets and avenues, and but little remains of the once noted place. But here, each year on Thanksgiving night, the spirit of the murdered woman is said to walk, and there are those still living who claim to have seen it. 5 years before the night of the tragedy, there were but few as beautiful women in that section of the country as Miss Eleanor Chester. Her father, a wealthy farmer, kept open house at their home, which stood on what is now called St. Nicholas Avenue, and among those who enjoyed its hospitality were the officers of that portion of Washington's army then stationed at Fort George. Of these, no one received the warm welcome from its fair mistress that was accorded to Captain Paul Howard. He was a frequent visitor, and no one was surprised when, after a short courtship, the wedding day was fixed. About this time, a wealthy Spaniard, Don Juan Seresta, appeared in the neighborhood and, although an old man, and in spite of her engagement to Captain Howard, he became a suitor for Miss Chester's hand. He purchased a large tract of land, erected a magnificent mansion, and, by a liberal use of gold, which at that time was scarce, completely won her father over to his side. She dismissed the penniless young captain and accepted the attentions of the older but wealthier lover, and in a short time married him. The festivities were carried on at her new home on a grander scale than at her old one, and one of the frequent visitors was Captain Howard. 3 years passed, and their friends were beginning to believe that he was cured of his infatuation, when the captain again showed evidences that he was still in love with Mrs. Seresta. Don Juan noticed it, and at his request, the young captain apparently discontinued his visits to his house. His wife, however, managed to meet him secretly, and the tongues of the gossips were busy tearing her fair name to pieces. When the tragedy happened Thanksgiving night, 1787, Captain Paul Howard left the fort and near the Seresta mansion met the mistress of the house. The old Don was supposed to be away from home, and there was nothing to interfere with the guilty couple enjoying each other's society. About midnight, a servant on going upstairs to her mistress's room found her dead body lying at the door with her throat cut from ear to ear. In the Don's room, tied in a stare, was Captain Howard. His tongue had been severed at the roots, and both hands were cut off at the wrist. He lived for 2 days and then died, carrying with him to the grave the identity of the murderer. The Don never appeared, and although a vigilant search was made for him, no traces of him were ever found, and it was supposed that, finding his wife with her young lover, he had murdered them and fled to Spain. Years passed, the house drifted into other hands, and although there were whispers of ghostly scenes enacted within its walls, no attention was paid to them at first. Finally, it became noised about that the spirits of the murdered pair were seen at intervals in the night, and after Colonel William Richards sold the house in 1805, it lay unoccupied for over 50 years. Then, one family after another would occupy it for a time, but gave it up in despair on account of the weird sounds heard at night, especially on Thanksgiving. What the servants have seen. A servant in the last family which lived there tells the following story. We had lived there several months when November came around, and although the neighbors warned us of the ghosts, my employer insisted on living in the house for the winter. There was a party at the house Thanksgiving night, and it was nearly midnight when I started for the room on the top floor. On the way, I had to pass the door of the room in which the woman was said to have been murdered, and I was ascending the stairs leading to my floor when Rover, a big dog of the house, which had followed me, stopped and commenced to growl in a peculiar way. As I turned, the door of the room opened, and a beautiful young woman and a young soldier stepped into the hall. She put her arms around his neck and was just about to kiss him when a little gray-haired man jumped out of the room they had just left and drew a knife across his throat. The blood spurted all over the soldier, who had drawn his pistol, but before he could wipe it from his eyes, the old man was upon him. They fought terribly, but finally the old man fastened his hands on the soldier's throat and drew him into the room. I tried hard to scream, but could not. And as the door closed, I fell in a faint. I don't care whether you call it ghosts or not. It was real enough to me, and I will never forget it. Since then, the house has been rebuilt. But even to this day, the same scene is said to occur there every year. So this was an article from the Philadelphia Inquirer, November 25th, 1887. So what's frustrating about this is, although it's a really cool article with murder, betrayal, affairs, ghosts, all the right things, right? I can't find these people anywhere. I mean, obviously no one has heard it from Don Juan for, I think, obvious reasons. I can't find anyone with the names Paul Howard, Captain Paul Howard, P. Howard, who would have died in 1787, and I also can't find Eleanor Chester or Eleanor Seresta. I can't find these names anywhere. And this is the only article I found on this. But I thought it was worth sharing because it is just an interesting Thanksgiving murder ghost story. I hope you enjoyed it. Let me know in the comments on the Instagram post what you think. And I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving if you celebrate. All right, see you next time. Bye.